Shirewood by J. Tullis Hennig. Narrated by Ross Pendleton. Prelude. Deep in the Shirewood, waning of Beltane, 1190 A.C.E.
I am a stag of seven tines.
The old man sits at the fire, breathing smoke, invoking flame, humming an elder bard's song of island magic, old when he was young.
I am a tear the sun lets fall.
The young hunter is flung at the old man's feet, sacrificed to the rocks, to the earth, to mother. Nearly bled white, there is a great and gaping hole, breaking the usual line of tensile muscle along his breast. The arrow has been cut out, but the damage is great. The poultice has been replaced over and over, furs laid and the fire drawn hot.
You are a hawk above the cliff.
But his tinged lies still quiet, a skein spinning outward, vivid sparks of warmth amid the violated aubergine of viscera, into indigo, and then fraying into the black against moonlight. The moon is waning. Her dance now has him, tripped and tangled, her voice drawing him down into the death spiral. She would take him back, set him free. The horned lord would foil her, have his weapon back, and Kernan is the horned lord's spirit and body.
I am the womb of every holt.
Kernan uses every wile, every healing mantra and simple, every bit of magic in his aging frame. Twice already has he drawn the shroud over the hunter's face, sung the death song. Twice has the thin flax lay still, then impossibly sucked inward, breath still stirring, faint. Blooded, broken. Yet still the hunter fights, knowing his fight is not yet begun. The magic would take him down, and he would seem to have no choice but to let it swamp him. Death breathes his name, even as she heats him with fever and infection. Part of him welcomes her.
All of them dead. Lost. Ma'am. Da. Murray. Burning. Hanging on the cross. Death of me. Death of me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?